Here we go with the Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter.
Yeah, the Harry Potter segment.
Oh, the Ministry of Truth?
Yes. Like, what the fuck is this?
They really, it does look like they hired Dolores Umbridge to start right. spying on people. I mean, you find an avowed person against the First Amendment, and then you put her in charge of disinformation. The same party of people that brought you Antifa's an idea, man, and Summer of Love, and BLM actually cares about black people and fiery but peaceful protests. Those are the people deciding now what's misinformation.
That's fucking insane.
What could go wrong?
I know. And listen, you know, I never expected to retire from the army and then right into another battlefield.
Yeah.
This is another war.
Yeah, Jerry, I hope your hard drives are clean, man. They're going to be coming after you now.
Probably.
I don't have anything on my hard drive anymore. I just have work related stuff. And
That's important.
I got some news stories here and there and some sound files and a couple of movies, but nothing incriminating.
Yeah, well, you're guilty by association now.
Yep. I was thinking about that, and if somebody's going to be that petty, and I'm not allowed to speak to who I want to speak to or associate or watch or listen to what I want to, and you're going to censor that, then you're far worse than you could ever accuse anyone else of being.
Hey, you know what?
I like it. Thug life.
I could not have said that better. That is fantastic, sir.
I don't know. Like, my thing is this. Is we have a First Amendment and a Second Amendment. And there was a reason they made the First Amendment what it was, because free speech is a cornerstone for the very country we live in.
Yes.
Okay.
And you have to be able to protect that.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. Now, do not look this up. Do not Google this. I want to ask you if either one of you know. And if you know, just say yes or no. Don't answer the question.
Do I have to answer in the form of a question?
Who was the first person to coin the term politically correct?
Oh, heck,
do you not know?
I have no idea.
Oh, no, I'm in the dark on that one. Who was that?
It was Mao Zedong.
Oh, shit.
Leader of the Chinese Communist Party from 1949 until his death in 1976. He coined the term politically correct.
Wow. That's another one we're going to put in our quiver to use against the left.
Yeah, not like we're, falling victim to that train of thought.
Yep.
Every day.
We're like, literally experiencing the red wave that China had in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
It's happening here.
That's amazing. Wow. And the funny thing, I mean, we have sacrificed everything to that God of PC.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only now that we're finally starting to see the tide moving in the other direction, because all these companies that embraced this and cuddled it like a teddy bear, they're all losing money. Disney is so balls deep in debt. I can't wait until they implode.
Listen, if I wind up running the show, I'm going to run all of those fucking companies into the ground. I will fucking destroy them. I'll break them up and, I'm going to break them up and have, so the opportunity out there is for smaller businesses to come in and fill the gap.
Yeah. Capitalism. Who knew?
Yeah. I mean, because right now we have corporations that are huge and we're falling into crony capitalism.
Yep.
And literally the end result of that is the same in socialism and communism. You get the smaller group at top who think they know best for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking insane.
And they're completely out of touch with the average person.
Like Mr. Bill Gates.
Yeah. Just take all those companies, put them in a giant Pringles can. Done.
Yeah. And
set them on fire, man.
Yeah. And then you have Elon Musk, who purchased Twitter, and now they want him to appear before Congress to explain why all he has to say is, I had the money, I bought them. This is a capitalist country. Fuck off. If you have a problem with that, you can talk to the army of fucking lawyers at my six.
Yeah. Well, one thing I've noticed about the establishment is that if they create a public figure. Like, the establishment created Donald Trump. They they expect their creations to fall in line and toe said line. When they don't, even if it's just for show, they crucify these people upside down.
Yeah. So they basically crucify these people who show character. Character is people who do the right thing even when nobody is fucking watching. And they're punishing those people. Do you know how rare those people are?
Yeah.
I mean, in my military service, I recall a couple of soldiers who did the right thing, and they were going to get fucking crucified for it from our upper chain of command. And I literally had to step up to the plate and go to bat for them and run top cover so they wouldn't get fucked up. Because I realize how fucking rare that is.
Yeah.
If you have somebody that does the right thing even when no one is watching, that's a valuable asset. And for you to crush his nuts, that's some bad fucking karma right there.
Well, it's prophecy coming true. They're going to call good evil and evil good. Yeah. And the good's being persecuted and the bad are being elevated and glorified. It's disgraceful. It's beyond disgraceful.
Yeah, degeneracy is the new morality, according to modern leftoids.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite atrocious.
That is messed up. And another thing I would do with if I wound up running the show is I would severely crack down on a lot of these weird-ass religions and shit that's popping up because some of that stuff...
Scientology?
Well, you know, first of all, who am I to actually determine what system is right or wrong? But I have a problem with, like, the sadists because, I mean, I'm sorry because you can probably trace them to the grooming that's taken place at Disney. I mean, there's been this underpinning rumor around Hollywood, you know, that they're worshiping the devil, they're drinking blood, they're sacrificing kids, pedophiles.
Didn't Megan Fox just come out the other day and admit that her and her new husband, boyfriend, fiance, whatever the hell it is, like they literally drink each other's blood?
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Yeah, and oh, God. Yeah.
And like my thing is this.
Just look at their track record for child stars.
Well, the reason I brought up the religion thing is because if we cut out religion, how are we going to teach morality to people? They're not going to fucking get it. You're going to have a bunch of narcissistic, amoral individuals running around. That's not good for our civilization nor the world.
Yeah, because I remember like the pinnacle of the atheist argument has always been, well, you don't need religion to teach morality. Well, when you go up in arms and you screech and you cry about don't say gay, but you tell everybody to fuck off when they point out it's been don't say Jesus for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And you see exactly which way we're going. I'm just saying, you might have a very valid point.
I'm just saying, I mean, yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not a uber religious person. I'm not. I lost my oomph for organized religion when I realized just how much they extort you.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that.
Speaking of extortion, we need to get back to the topic at hand here, right. But because this is just too funny. And remember, we always say, usually the difference between a conspiracy theory and empirical fact is roughly 4 to 6 months, right?
Oh, it used to be 1 to 5 years.
How about 48 hours? The Babylon Bee put out an article that said, Government Disinformation Board determines all criticism of Government Disinformation Board to be disinformation, okay? 48 hours later, Mayorka says, Mayorka cites misinformation about Homeland Security's Disinformation Board. 2 days!
God damn.
Oh, shit. And Mayorkas is an established liar. And his line this time, and correct me if I'm wrong on this one, Jerry. I'm sure you're probably much more up to date on this than I am. Well, we're not going to censor Americans. We're not looking at American disinformation. We're looking mostly at China and Russia assets. Do I have that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this thing came out right after when Elon Musk acquired Twitter.
Yeah,
so they... You think there's a little bit of a coincidence there? Just a bit?
No, of course this is why they're doing that.
It's exactly why they're doing that. It's no coincidence at all. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and they're trying to scrub their servers like a motherfucker, and it's not working.
Well, number one, the left and the people in charge now know that big tech got Biden installed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even
you take away that is the last major weapon in the culture war.
Yeah. I mean, take a look at this right here. I mean, the headline of that first article, we're talking about the DHS Disinformation Union, headed by a woman who said a Hunter Biden laptop story was disinformation. Gee, I can't imagine if there's any sort of conflict of interest in this position.
No bias at all whatsoever. Yeah, none whatsoever.
None whatsoever. I don't know what you're talking about.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.